Fresh off their first win in 8 weeks, the Broncos hope to capitalize on their momentum against the Colts tonight.
And to win these last three games, that's huge for our team moving forward.
Under the bright lights and the bright orange, Trevor Siemian looks to follow up a clean game with another.
When you win the turnover battle, I mean, your chances of winning go up big time.
And after pitching its first shutout in 12 years, the defense hopes to handle the horseshoe.
Very good stadium, very good crowd, so looking forward to it.
It's Thursday Night Football with a whole lot of horsepower. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. A lot of horsepower indeed for Thursday Night Football. The Broncos bring the top-ranked defense to Indianapolis and the house that Peyton Manning built, and it's where they hope to pick up their first road win of the season. And they face a 3-10 Colts team that's in a very similar position, as both teams are looking to finish the season with some momentum. And for Denver, a win tonight would be 2 in 5 days and would sure go a long way in validating the hard work put in this season. Hello and thank you for joining us for the Broncos TV pregame show. I'm Phil Milani. It's been a quick turnaround for the team, but morale is high coming off its first win in 8 weeks. The guys should be ready to go. For more on the team's mindset, let's hear from head coach Vance Joseph, who's standing by with Matt Boyer.
Coach, you come off a win on Sunday. How much did that momentum from Sunday play into this week's practice?
It's huge for us. It's been 8 weeks since we've won a football game. The guys have been working extremely hard. So to have success on Sunday was awesome. You know, and the guys are in good spirits and looking to win two games in 5 days.
Two games in 5 days. You play a Colts team. They played in that blizzard. Everybody saw it on Sunday. You face a team, Jacoby Brissett, Frank Gore, two big weapons on offense. How do you combat that? How do you prepare for guys like that on a short week?
It's a good football team. It's an efficient football team, and they've been in every game they've played all year, so it won't be easy for us. It's a team that's very engaged, and they play hard. So we have a good plan in all three phases, and if we execute like Sunday, it will fall our way.
Coach, best of luck.
Thank you, bud.
Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. We're now here with Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason with his matchup of the game. And Mace, today it's stopping the opposing quarterback.
Yeah, but first of all, how did I get so tall? What happened here? Yeah. Stopping the opposing quarterback. Jacoby Brissett, he's a mobile quarterback, but he's also a quarterback that you can bring down. He's got the highest sack rate in the league this year. Some of that is because of some Colts issues up front, but some of that is also because he has a tendency to hold the ball too long and get brought down, and that could play right into the hands of the Broncos pass rushers. Von Miller, of course, has a double-digit sack season, 10 sacks once again. He's had double-digit sacks every year that he's played at least 10 games. Could be opportunities for the interior pass rushers as well. Shelby Harris has a sack on Sunday. Adam Gotsis has a sack on Sunday. They could get involved as well. So look for the Broncos. Try to take advantage of the fact that Brissett has been brought down frequently. At the same time, though, because he's mobile, because he can make plays with his feet, the guys on the back end, the linebackers and the safeties, have to be cognizant of what Brissett can do when he gets outside the pocket. So it's another thing they're going to have to monitor when they're going against this Colts offense.
Yeah, Brissett wasn't able to do too much in that snow game up in Buffalo last week. The video, though, looks pretty cool. Mace, how big can an early sack be? We saw it last week with Brandon Marshall. His strip sack really set the tone for the day.
It can be huge, especially if you can get the ball out the way Brandon Marshall did, because that was the takeaway that kind of set things up for the Broncos rest of the day. They got the takeaway there, scored a touchdown 2 plays later, up 2 scores, playing from ahead for the first time early in the game in quite a while with a 2-score lead like that, change the entire flow of the game. So if you can get an early sack, an early takeaway, gets momentum, and of course if the offense can do its job by protecting the football and making sure they're not setting the defense up in some bad situations, the Broncos can play the kind of game they want to play and get a second win in 5 days.
And that's why it's the matchup of the game. Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason on Orange and Blue 760 every weekday. That's from 1st and 10 at 10 to noon Monday through Friday. Give him a follow at Mace Denver or look for his game reflections every Tuesday on DenverBroncos.com. Now here's Von Miller talking about how his extra conditioning last offseason is now paying off late in the year.
I'm playing more plays, playing more snaps, staying on the field,
I like it. You know, I like being able to stay on the field, you know, not feeling tired, you know, not really making it mental, because everybody gets tired, but when you get tired, you start to make it mental. I gotta stay out here. But when you're not tired at all, you could just play and, you know, let it all hang out.
Vaughn played 48 out of 50 defensive snaps last week against the Jets, which is pretty amazing for a pass rusher considering he's going full speed every play. He'll look extra fast tonight in that color rush uniform. Now let's go inside the Broncos locker room where Matt Boyer is standing by. Matt?
Thanks, Phil. Welcome inside the Broncos locker room. The equipment staff behind me making their last-minute adjustments before today's game. Now, coming into this week, the Broncos have a little bit of momentum thanks to that big 23-0 win over the Jets on Sunday. Head coach Vance Joseph said the Broncos played one of their most sound games on Sunday with regards to special teams. Special teams really set things up for the Broncos both on offense and defense with field position, allowing them to get off to great starts on drives on both ends. And one of the big reasons for that is Jordan Taylor having one of his best games on Sunday as a punt returner, but he says it's all part of the job.
Taylor underneath it at the 8, big receiver straight ahead to the 10, the 15, the 20. Taylor steps out of a tackle. He's out over the 30-yard line.
It's a tough job to catch punts back there. You got a lot going on in a short amount of time, so, and you got to make sure you make good decisions. So that's really what I'm focused on, and it takes some effort, you know, to make those good decisions. So I'm going to keep trying to do that. It's an opportunity to get, you know, our second win in 5 or 6 days, so that's definitely going to be something that we're looking forward to.
The Colts come into this game having lost on the road last Sunday in that snow globe-like atmosphere in Buffalo. I know everybody saw that game, Phil. If the Broncos can once again set themselves up with Taylor in good field position on special teams, I think they're going to like their chances when the scoreboard reads zeros at the end of this one. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com. Phil and myself will be live inside the locker room post game. We'll also have head coach Vance Joseph as well as Vaughn Miller and Trevor Siemian at the podium. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. Yeah, Jordan Taylor made it look easy last week, bringing some much-needed stability to the return game. The Broncos will look for another big game in all three phases tonight. It's time now for our keys to the game from Broncos insider Steve Atwater.
Thanks, Phil. And here are the keys to the game. The first key, dominate time of possession. Indianapolis Colts are last in the NFL in yards per play and 30th in the NFL in first downs. Now, if the Broncos can minimize the amount of time that the offense is on the field, I believe they can force them into passing the ball a little bit sooner than they would like. The second key to the game is pressuring Jacoby Brissett, the Colts quarterback. Brissett has been sacked 48 times this year, the most in the NFL. And with Vaughn Miller having 10 sacks for the sixth time in his career, him getting to Brissett could be the difference in this ball game. The third key is protecting the football. The Broncos last week against the Jets had zero turnovers for the first time this year. If we can get zero turnovers again this week, look for the Broncos to bring the victory back to the Mile High City. Back to you, Phil.
Steve, thank you very much. You can find Mr. Atwater on Orange and Blue 760 with Mason Ryan Edwards every weekday on 1st and 10 at 10. That's 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. You can also catch Steve and me on the Broncos official YouTube page for Good Morning Broncos Country. Also, you should probably give Steve a follow on Twitter at SteveAtwater27. Back here now, field level with Matt Boyer. And Matt, tonight the Broncos will be looking to light up Thursday night.
It's color rush tonight. It is one of the best nights of the year if you're a Jersey aficionado. And tonight, the Broncos are going highlighter orange. I got my orange on tonight. You've got your CSU Rams colors on. I don't know what happened here, but
No thanks to the CU basketball team. Okay. Let's put it that way.
Well, I know that a lot of our fans really enjoy the new looks that the Broncos come out with every year. And I think the helmet stickers are great. We're going to see the throwback D that I know a lot of our old vintage fans love to see. And the highlighter jerseys are cool, not only in style, but they've got a great cause behind them because proceeds from jersey sales for all Color Rush games are going to go towards helping those affected by the hurricanes, youth and high school football programs affected by Hurricanes Irma, Harvey, as well as those affected by the North and South California wildfires. So I think it's going to be a great cause, all told. But, if you're looking to get yourself a guilt-free Christmas gift,
there you go.
go ahead and go buy Color Rush jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect timing. It's the final Thursday night game of the year, so why not get it right now? Same exact uniforms that they wore last year in San Diego. And then the D, they put those on their actual helmets. They just replaced the decals. That's why it doesn't quite look like the old helmet back when the Broncos wore the D permanently. And, yeah, it's a great cause, so that's a good thing, too. The Color Rush uniforms, though, by the players, they were met with some mixed reviews.
I'm still the same short pumpkin. So, you know, mouthpiece color would be different, though. So that's a good thing. The mouthpiece color changed this year. But other than that, yeah, I'll be a pumpkin, and, you know, I'm trying to have a Cinderella night.
I'm not crazy about them. I think we look like human traffic cones out there. But, you know, as long as, you know, there's a time this year when they didn't give me a jersey in my locker. So, you know, I'll take it. As long as there's a jersey in my locker, I'm good.
A Cinderella night for C.J. Anderson. The Broncos better try and get out of here before midnight, I'll say that. Matt, it's time to put a bow on the show. Your final thought.
Field position, we heard from Vance Joseph earlier this week. I think field position is going to be critical, especially when you've got a Colts team coming off of that blizzard. They're tired. They're a little banged up. Their recovery time isn't what they're typically used to, so I think if you get them in good field position for the Broncos, if you're in good field position, I think you're going to wear them down and see this game get a little bit out of hand in the second half in favor of the Broncos. So I like the Broncos big in this one.
Yeah, I say slow down the running game. We talked about it with Mace about trying to keep Jacoby Brissett inside the pocket. And also don't forget about Frank Gore. I mean, most likely a Hall of Famer. He had 36 carries last week in that snow. That's a career high for him. So if you can keep him contained, force Brissett to throw the ball. Even though T.Y. Hilton is really explosive, I think if that's the Broncos' best bet to win here today.
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back live post-game at the podium and inside the locker room. But until then, this has been the Broncos TV pregame show.
This field we're getting ready to walk on is a canvas for us. That's a canvas to paint a picture today. What are we going to put out there today? Let's paint a picture that the front and the back of our jersey is proud of. But the only way it happens is we come from all the way inside you. Everything you got today. Everything you got.
He hit and the ball's free. It's fumbled. And the Broncos have it at the 20-yard line.
Prime time. Color Rush. It don't get no better than this. Grinder three. 1, 2, 3.
Here comes Von Miller. Miller's got him, and the ball is free. Picked up by Shane Ray to the 5. Touchdown, Denver.